We now know who the new Garda Commissioner will be. When Drew Harris retires in September, he will be succeeded by the current Deputy Garda Commissioner for Security, Strategy and Governance, Justin Kelly. The Dubliner, who served with An Garda Síochána for more than 30 years, will take on the top role for a five-year term. His experience includes leading the force's response to organised crime, immigration and cybercrime, as well as having served as a frontline member across Dublin. However, he comes to the role at a time when morale is low and there's a fractious relationship between the Garda Commissioner and some rank and file members, among other issues. So what is Justin Kelly facing into? Well, John Connolly, criminologist and community policing analyst at the Centre for Crime, Justice and Victim Studies at the University of Limerick and former member of the Commission on the Future of Policing in Ireland, joins us to discuss this further. Johnny, just hours after Justin Kelly's name was announced, the dangers faced by Gardaí were once again highlighted by the stabbing of a Garda yesterday evening in Dublin city centre. He was part of a high visibility policing initiative. It puts in sharp focus some of the challenges facing the incoming commissioner.
Good morning, Laura. And obviously our thoughts are with that Garda member. It can be an extremely challenging job, obviously, in the front line. And, you know, I think that, you know, it is always going to be challenging. I think the new commissioner comes with a very strong, you know, professional credentials, strong experience, very strong academic credentials. And so I think that there's a huge degree of positive about the time that this commissioner is now taking over, in the sense that there's huge changes have taken place within policing over the last number of years since the Commission on Policing reported in 2018, a lot of the structures and processes that were recommended by the Commission, which came after a number of serious scandals and you know, major issues of confidence in policing, which we won't go into now. But now you've got a situation where, you know, with the Police and Security and Community Safety Act, a lot of the structures that were recommended by the Commission are now in place. So I think the new Commissioner is in quite a positive place to sort of embrace these new reforms. Yes, there has been a lot of talk about internal issues, about morale. And this was also something that we looked at in 2018. It was something that we took very seriously. In that, I remember at that time there was you know, very serious issues of, you know, the rate of suicide, for example, within An Garda Síochána. There was a cultural audit that had been commissioned at the time, which showed serious problems in terms of the way in which, you know, management was perceived within the organization. So I think that is something that the new commissioner is going to have to take on. And I would hope that he encourages the GRA, which represents over 11,000 Garda members, I hope he encourages the GRA to engage with him to address those issues, because sometimes, like, when you talk about, you know, like, morale being at an all-time low, that is not really good in terms of public confidence in the police. And so I think there needs to be a lot of focus on what does that actually mean and how can that be remedied. And one of the things that the current commissioner will have that the previous commissioner didn't will be an internal Garda board, which the Commission had recommended to support him in addressing a lot of those internal governance issues. Because I think that, you know, it is an extremely complicated role, and, you know, in many large complicated organisations, you do need a supportive internal governance process, and he will have that available to him. So I think that is something immediately that needs to be looked at. And we looked at in the Commission, because of those issues in 2018, we looked at the, you know, issues around, you know, the various levers to enhance, you know, Garda motivation, to enhance morale. And they are very broad. And, you know, I think he, you know, with his own experience, he should be able to do this. But it does require the GRA and all other, you know, parties, you know, who are involved here to sort of come together and you know, and engage with these issues.
And on that, I mean, Justin Kelly is very much seen as one of their own with 30 years experience in An Garda Síochána. He's a broad range of experience, but crime is evolving. You know, we've seen huge drug seizures recently. The Kinahans, Christy Senior, Daniel and Christopher Junior are still at large in Dubai. We have the rise of the far right, the prevalence of misinformation. And then there's issues around, you know, community policing. Certainly this new Garda Commissioner's inbox is going to be full.
Well, I don't think that is necessarily ever going to change. That is the landscape that we're in, and particularly with new cybercrime, with fraud. And I think, you know, the commissioner, with his own experience in terms of organised crime, has I've heard him speak a number of times. He's got quite a sophisticated understanding of this. But I think the other side of the coin is what you talk about there in terms of community engagement. Firstly, I think there is a need to look at the internal workings of the organisation so that they are addressed, because the An Garda Síochána is a public service ultimately, and is serving the community. And without the engagement of the community, policing can't work.
So certainly a body of work to be done there.
Well, just could I just say finally, there is now also an infrastructure of community safety that has now come out from the commission and the recent act, where you've got a national office, you've got community partnerships being established throughout the state, and I would hope that the commissioner really engages, you know, fully with those structures to embrace, you know, the community, which is by and large supportive, and particularly when you have challenging issues such as the far right. The disinformation by people who are trying to peddle other agendas.
Thank you so much.
And I think the guards are sort of on that fault line, and that's his role as well.
Thank you to Johnny Connolly, criminologist and community policing analyst at the Centre for Crime, Justice and Victim Studies at the University of Limerick. It is 8:55.